This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, not good. There's no place for that. I mean, simple as that. Like, come here, cheer, root for your team, whatever. No place for that. Should never have hands on anyone and just not okay.
The Yankees manager, Aaron Boone, his brother and I and Bulldog are friends. We know his brother pretty well.
That's what we're going with now.
Brett Boone.
All right.
He also played Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know anybody better that ever played Major League Baseball.
Than Brett Boone?
Yeah.
Then I think you don't know anyone who ever played Major League Baseball then.
I played golf with Joe Hesketh once.
Right, yeah.
You got anybody that played in the big leagues? My great uncle was a pitcher for 8 years, but he died before I was born.
So right, so I knew him. No, I don't know.
You were born in 66?
65.
He died in 66, so maybe you did know him.
Close, yeah. I'll bet, like you, I've come across people, but I don't remember. I don't think I have any relationships with anyone who played baseball, really, at any level.
Interviewed a couple of Bison's managers.
Right, sure.
Brett Boone is once a month.
If right. That's it. That's the top of the pops for us now.
What about Duke McGuire?
All right.
Not the major leagues.
Right. I guess I mean...
He was on the New York Knights.
I know him a little. I mean, he was happy I came to see everyone in the press box this year. Not really. He swore at me a lot, which was cool. I found it endearing because I'm the sort of person that swears at old friends too. Not that Duke and I are exactly old friends, but, you know.
You're in the same club when it right. comes to that?
Yeah.
I just swear at old friends. I'm that guy.
I've got friends who
they almost did it.
Their kids are older now, but I've got friends who actually it's one friend of the family. The kids went to St. Mark's when they were little, and when she would be pulling down the street to go drop the kids off at school, if I was out there getting into the car or my truck with my boys to take them to school, she would drive by and give me the finger, and I would give it right back. It was just our hello. It was our go Bills. It's the thing, you know. Nothing, no animosity.
At least on your side of it.
I'm 100% confident on hers too. Hmm. It was just an endearing flip off.
The endearing flip offs coming to a fantasy league 2025. 803-0550. What is the most promising, encouraging sign about this Bills season so far for you? We'll look for your calls here as we continue toward 7. I was not here on Monday and didn't think to mention this yesterday. I thought I would have bet even money that an NFL coach would have been fired this week after Sunday.
Hmm.
I thought there were 3 or 4 guys that might have just lost their last game. Saints.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, they were 2-0. They're 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had lots of injuries. Maybe that's what's...
Yeah, their offensive line especially. I think like everybody on their line has been hurt. I don't know if they're all hurt at once, but they've lost everyone on that line, it seems.
And the quarterback, and right. Olave, right. and Taysom Hill, Juwan Johnson. Yeah, like that's been a mess. So I thought that was possible, but didn't happen. I would say Jacksonville is still such a team.
I thought he was getting fired when they got back from England.
But they won that second game
That's
in England.
Right. Yeah.
Then they lost this game to Green Bay. They've got injuries now. He could be off the hook. Kirk out for the year. Brian Thomas might not miss, but hurt. Gabe Davis was hurt as well in that game, ETN.
Oh, Thomas could be back even this week, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Limited today.
All right, good. I got to keep an eye on that. He's been he's been a crucial contributor to the Tunsil's gas mask brand.
You know, he maybe is the rookie wide receiver of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors is elite. Like, Neighbors is the guy you want so far. And Harrison is probably fine. But Thomas has really produced.
He really has smashed. Yeah, he's had some really big plays. The other guys have had their moments, but I feel like Thomas, like, the highlights have been, whoa!
Coleman looks good. You know who else now is Leggett?
Oh, yeah?
Yep. A couple of good plays from him. Carolina's guy.
Who's the third coach?
You mentioned Dable.
Dable, yeah.
I don't know.
We talked about him quite a bit yesterday.
How much more, really, with Daniel Jones and the Giants? Like,
have they, not that it matters, but did we not recently get, or am I combining even seasons and maybe even sports? I feel like I got a Wellington Mara or John Mara, whichever one of them is.
John.
John, thank you. Wellington's the founder of the organization, maybe, right? Okay, John Mara, the owner, Hard Knocks. I thought I saw something recently, like, moving forward into 2025 with Dable and Shane. Like, vote of confidence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. Like this is a project and we're here for it. I might have hallucinated that. I felt like I saw that somewhere as a headline. Maybe it was someone just kidding around. Maybe it was a fake aggregator account. I don't know. I'm just wondering if they got. Oh, Zach has got.
It was about a week ago, but he did somewhat voice a vote of confidence for both of them.
So yeah,
it's what they always do.
Right. That can be utterly meaningless, but. At least it did happen. It's on the record that he said that.
Jerry Jones had that kind of meltdown after a recent Dallas game and was asked about making a coaching change during the season, and he got very angry. But he has done it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 3-4. They lose in prime time to San Francisco. There's another team. Like, how much longer? Very different than the Giants, but still.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I mean, teams really hate to do that.
Yeah.
But still, it didn't happen. I just thought, when I was watching football on Sunday, I thought there were some teams where it felt like maybe this would be it.
Mm-hmm.
But not so. What about Cincinnati for this?
I think if they miss, that's entirely possible that they do something. Because they're obviously committed to their quarterback and to their star receiver. I don't know. Everybody else is kind of unhappy, right? Higgins, Hendricks. I don't know if it's going to all hold together, but they could need to do something if they miss. And I could see Taylor paying the price there if they miss.
Did Chase ever get paid? No. Right?
All right. I said they're committed to him, but that has not happened yet.
I don't think they did it. Because he was holding out.
Right.
And then he went back.
And he just came in and...
Might have thought that meant he got a deal, but no, he did not.
Okay.
He is signed through next year. It's a club option.
Right.
At $21 million next year, Jamar Chase.
Which they would have already picked up. Yeah. Like they would have had to pick that up last spring.
Right.
Wow. Okay. I don't know that.
Burrow was asked today about trades, and he said, not my job.
Mm. Wow.
Which, you know, true.
Yeah.
But there are ways of putting that.
I'll admit to some of this talk from a couple of years ago, kind of being wishful thinking, probably bitterness from them having beaten the Bills in that playoff game at the end of the 22 season. But I remember being skeptical about whether they were going to be able to keep it all together. Ownership. Do they have the money? They could want to. They might not have the equity to pay out a bunch of these contracts. Like, it's just not, it's not an ownership that's been, you know, like as deep pocketed as a lot of the NFL has been. It's like Ralph Wilson was still. And that only gets you so far in 2024 in the NFL. I've always wondered whether they could sort of play in the big leagues with their star players. And so far they've paid only one of those guys. Everybody else, right? Jesse Bates had to leave. Hendrickson's contract is, he was looking for an extension, I think didn't get one. I think I have to check and see when he expires, but I think he's another guy that could be walking very soon on them.
Also, Tekeo Spikes.
Yeah, that goes back a ways.
Yeah, but still, maybe a valid example.
Right. Well, Carson Palmer's one guy, sour grapes, whatever. But like, he forced his way out of there because of this point. And I know that's a very long time ago. That's even like pre-HD television, Carson Palmer on the Bengals. But the point is, it's still the same ownership. Nothing's really changed there. So they're still making tons of money. All teams in the NFL do. But I don't know if they've got the kind of billions you need to finance those giant contracts.
Well, that's all fine. The players know that. You know, the Bengals have a reputation. This might apply to the Sabres a little bit. Just it can break ties in the wrong direction for your team, for morale. I wonder what Joe Goodberry is doing. I haven't talked to him in a while, just sort of to take his temperature on his team. Tomorrow's Halloween, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd call him tomorrow.
Hendrickson has one more year left, next year left. So, you know, him wanting a new deal is pretty reasonable, I think. And that has not happened.
803-0550 to call in once again. We were talking earlier about some of the more promising signs, encouraging signs about this Bills season. Also about the Colts moving on for now from Anthony Richardson. Is it right? Like, where is really the mistake, if there is one in that? I think there has to be one. Taking him out, putting him in the first place, signing Joe Flacco and not someone worse. What really was the mistake? Who makes the call? So we'll maybe get back into that. Big topic in the NFL. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Sabres are next in action Friday night against the Islanders. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.